Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
So pretty cool event, but 19 in a row, like at this point, just as a parent of kids who are seniors this year, it's like, whew, didn't end on our watch.
You're biting your nails.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Great to have you starting the week with us here on Wisconsin's Morning News, 11 minutes after 6. And the story today is going to be how this goes. Talking about the park and ride lots, where if you've driven this spot, so this is primarily I-4394, the Holt Avenue park and ride lot, where folks pick up a bus or a carpool, has been, particularly over the last year and especially during the summer, been a place where folks have become semi-permanent residents. Talked about RVs, campers, tents, a full encampment, and some folks who live there have been calling it a community of people, and it's cropped up at the park and ride lot. You also have on the College Avenue park and ride lots, a smaller thing on the east side of the freeway, a little bit larger if you're on the west side of the freeway, both of those lots there as well, where they have seen, according to authorities, some trouble. Not that it wasn't there before, but that it's escalated, and now we have data on that. Nearly 300 calls for service over a three-month period over the summer, and that's that. Like, authorities have kind of had it. And this has been a lingering problem, and there's been sort of a soft pedal. We're going to move people out. We're not going to allow this anymore, but it's never come to this. And this morning, that Holt Avenue park and ride lot is closed.
You cannot get in.
Nobody can go in there. TMJ4 is on scene. We've seen Sydney Orr reporting there. Looks like Wisconsin State Patrol vehicles are out there preventing people from coming in. And apparently some folks have moved out, but others still remain. So the two questions this morning, one being, what if there are folks who won't leave? What are you willing to do? Are you going to wait them out in some way? Or is there going to be an attempt to forcibly remove them, start towing vehicles or whatnot? And then, boy, all right, moratorium on whatnot. Use that twice today.
All right.
My apologies.
Okay.
Second question is, what about the other lots? We've been told that they're going to close the lot on the west side of the freeway at College Avenue, and it'll be a partial closure of the lot on the other side of the freeway there. That's not expected until next week, so they're going to deal with Holt Avenue first, and that's what's underway today.
We'll see once the sun comes up how this plays out. You would assume, though, once you leave, you ain't getting back in there. So if you're ever leaving for food or getting anything and then trying to roll back in, they're not going to allow it.
And again, I've posed the question, what does it mean to not allow it? If someone is hell-bent on going back to their stuff or saying, I'm not leaving, is there going to be some sort of physical confrontation that? And authorities don't want that. It looks bad. They don't enjoy doing that. That said, what do you do if someone just is not following those orders? State DOT controls these lots, which is why you have Wisconsin State Patrol involved. But it's been Milwaukee Police and Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office who have also been involved in these calls for service, which has brought us to today. So that's a story to watch through the day as the sun comes up this morning. 6:14, sports up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Another terrible day for Packers safety Xavier McKinney, who for the second straight week did not get an interception. What's this guy's problem?
Boy, I don't know.
He's terrible. All right, joking here, obviously, defense for the Packers, pretty solid performances. The offense and special teams gave the Houston Texans three extra possessions with turnovers. Jordan Love in a long tradition of Packers quarterback play, frustrating at times, brilliant in others.
They don't challenge it in time. They go long. They go long. They get the completion near the one-yard line. Touchdown. Dontavian Wicks.
CBS Sports' Jim Nantz on the call. Love, two interceptions, but three touchdowns, including that one to Wicks, and a game-winning drive that proved to be enough.
Mindset right there is always go win the game. You know, it's a two-minute drive. We need a field goal. We know what we need to do. So the mindset's just go win the game. You know, it's kind of coming down to us. Defense got a great stop.
And Packers got the ball back, down a point with under 2 minutes to play, and with new kicker Brandon McManus, Love said he knew what the offense had to do.
Gives the team confidence, you know, just knowing that we got to get that ball to about that 30-yard line and that he's going to be able to make that kick is huge, and I think he came up big for us tonight.
He's got this to win it. Low snap, the kick.
Man is taking a Lambeau leap after. Not
How
sure I've seen
that?
That before. Kicker in the stands? Good for him, man. So the Packers win 24-22. I mentioned the punter earlier. Our punter, Daniel Whelan, is also the holder. You heard him say, bad snap there. It was. It was a low snap. And somehow Whelan got that thing up. Mm-hmm. McManus drilled it. So the Packers win on the road Sunday. You got the Jacksonville Jaguars in a noon kick in Jayville.
Lions beat the Vikings in a crazy game that was taking place at the exact same time. Very similar, last second field goal in that one. So the Lions and Vikings are both 5-1 in the North. The Packers now 5-2. The Bears, who are on a bye, they are 4-2. Sunday Night Football, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets get spanked by Russell Wilson and the Steelers. Wilson, the former Badger, goes off rallying Pittsburgh to a 37-15 win. Aaron Rodgers, 276 yards, one score, two picks. Devonta Adams, 30 yards total, three catches. Meh. Here's a stat.
Meh.
You'll like this stat. Through seven games last year, the Jets quarterback, Zach Wilson, was 4-3. This year, Rodgers, through seven games, 2-5.
We got to be very critical of ourselves, each of us individually, tomorrow, and then come in with the right attitude all week and go to New England and get a win.
All right, maybe. In New York.
Pop the champagne! The Liberty just won their first ever championship!
Yes, the New York Liberty clinched the WNBA championship. Fans outside Barclays Center there in Brooklyn going nuts as the Liberty beat the Lynx in Game 5. It was an overtime thriller, 67-62, the final there. And we have Brewers history made in L.A. For the first time ever, the team that beat the Brewers in the playoffs will not be going to the Fall Classic.
That's not the first time ever, right?
The Mets fall to the Dodgers.
Feels like it.
Mets fall to the Dodgers Sunday night. Dodgers will play the Yankees in the World Series. I'm just so happy for those long-suffering Dodgers and Yankees fans.
Yeah, me too, really. You know, New York, L.A.,
so
they don't have a lot
guys.
Going for them.
Yeah, yeah.
They really needed this.
Something to root for now.
6:19 on Wisconsin's Morning News. What was the high yesterday?
Boy, it felt like a 78
degree. I mean, we were pushing. Maybe we got that 80 yesterday.
I can check. It felt really nice yesterday.
That data's available somewhere.
Oh, of course.
We need that. This is, with Tausch has his Boldathon every year. That should have been mine for Boldathon, although it's generally supposed to be sports related.
Can be anything. Why
not? Right. So you want to talk about winning streaks. The last time anyone heard anything else in this moment, the kids who pulled it off this time weren't even alive.
Please congratulate your 2024 WSMA Class AA State Marching Band Champion, Green.
State band competition this weekend at UW-Whitewater. 19 straight championships for Greendale High School.
Wow. How's that possible?
It's a little bit self-serving for me because I got two band kids still. Max does some tech and audio and stuff for the band, and then my daughter Olivia is one of the dancers in the band. So it's a really cool weekend, whether you're into it or not. Like, I would encourage folks to go out if you like marching bands and you like hearing. These shows are amazing. Four divisions in the state. The biggest division, so they call it Quad A. So that would be your D1, your largest schools. Middleton upset Oak Creek. Oak Creek finished second this year, so they did not defend their title. Franklin locally came in third for the big schools. And then we compete at the AA level. Greendale does, so that's a smaller school. They do it by size of school is how you compete. And then, you know, it's judged, and so it's somewhat subjective, but great showing by Greendale once again. You want some of the show?
Yes, please.
So it's an interesting show this year. They play a mix of Tchaikovsky and Taylor Swift. Trouble, right? Nice. Picking that up?
Yeah. I got that there.
You got a little Tchaikovsky in there for you. I don't know if there's... I got to reach out. I got some folks in Kansas City. So with the Taylor Swift and the Travis Kelce, one of the features of the band is the drum line comes out at one point wearing Travis Kelce jerseys.
There you go. Why not?
Which is kind of cool. Yep, and they play this part here. a good halftime show for KC, right?
I like that, yeah.
Do you have any holes in their halftime show lineup?
Why not?
I know some kids who go out there. So pretty cool event, but 19 in a row. Like, at this point, just as a parent of kids who are seniors this year, like, whew, didn't end on our watch.
You're biting your nails.
Right.
Now, do they do the big celebration at the end? Like, very nice. Like, at the end of the night, is there TPing and all that stuff? All
yeah, my yard got TP'd again, which is, you know, the best reason you want your yard to get TP'd. But still, it's not my favorite Greendale High School band tradition. I heard them, too. I was still up, I guess.
Yeah, I see you.
Yeah. So some people got it pretty good. I didn't do too badly. You had amazing weather for the walk, the JRF walker. I'm sorry.
Breakthrough T1D.
I'm still working on that.
Yeah, we had a phenomenal day. Lots of people, one of their highest attended walks ever at Greenfield Park there in West Dallas on Saturday morning. I cannot thanks to everybody who – we had so many people donate to our page or into our team, and also just in – to the walk in general, raised more than $283,000, which is just an incredible.
It's a good one day total.
Mm-hmm, amount of money. So, and thanks to so many people I got to talk to. There's so many nice people that approached me and said hello and wanted to say hey. And hey, yeah, heard about you talking about this on the radio and all that. So thank you so much for saying hi. It was a great event.
And what was your role in the event? You had the MC?
I was the MC, so I got to. I did the easiest thing. I just stood there with the microphone.
Hey, you didn't have to walk, did you?
No, right, yeah. I actually missed the actual walking, but that's okay. You know,
stand there, say thank you, all of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And get people excited. And
a little
all
glad handing, yeah.
A little bit. Nice. I didn't even have to play the music. Jared was spinning the music, different guy, and that was awesome.
It works out great.
It worked out really well for me.
Next up for Greendale Band, we're going to go to Nationals. A number of bands from the state also do that. They compete in Indianapolis coming up in early November.
Okay.
Now, this is, for as good as Greendale is and some of these bands are in our state, I guess I haven't gone. I'm going to go this year. But what I'm told is then you go out to this national competition and it's like, woof. Like Men Among Boys sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like these bands are incredible.
Where do you play? Is it at
it's at Lucas
Colts?
Oil Stadium.
Yeah. Excellent.
So pretty cool experience. So that is still ahead for the band. And I still have toilet paper in my trees. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said he'd rather not be talking about this guy so much. That's coming up in sports at 6:45.
Ozzy Osbourne among those inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Saturday. That's not Ozzy, by the way. That's not him.
I was say, that place, Ozzy sounds great.
He had been inducted before. No. This was, I think, Maynard James Keenan from Tool singing. Red Hots were part of that. Wolfgang Van Halen also played to honor Ozzy Osbourne. Some of the other ones honored as well include Dave Matthews Band, a famous fan, inducted him.
Fans of the Dave Matthews Band, we're not just fans. We are lifelong fans.
Know who that is?
Avid, ardent fans, devoted fans, walk heaven and earth to be their fans.
That's Julia Roberts. She's in their video Dream Girls, so she was the one that gave the speech to celebrate the Dave Matthews Band.
She's not kidding. I worked with a woman who was one of those Dave Matthews Band folks who go to, like, every show. She lived in Milwaukee virtually every weekend. She was on an airplane and would go to, you know, the Friday night show, the Saturday show, whatever, and then come back, like, every show.
Yeah, well,
that's those fans.
They're also fans of this lady.
An electric performance from Dua Lipa of the Cher classic Believe to open up the 39th annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies here in Cleveland. The house coming down when Cher herself came on stage. It's no secret she wasn't exactly on board with her induction at first. Backstage, though, all seemed to be smoothed over, saying her long journey in the music biz was never easy.
I always thought of myself as like a bumper car. I would just back up, turn in a different direction, because I wasn't going to just stop doing what I love.
Matt Wolf for CBS News, Cleveland.
Yeah, like a year ago, she said yes, she would never do the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Kind of blew it up, ripped it, and here she is coming out to say, hey, I'm here. Dionne Warwick, A Tribe Called Quest, Foreigner, Punk Innovators, MC5, Kool and the Gang also enshrined. Frampton was also there.
Yeah,
so lots of people celebrate.
Who played Frampton? Like, only Frampton can play Frampton,
I know he played at least one song, yeah. Okay.
6:39. Do you want more of that or no?
Should we
read please. 6:39 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Sounds from a new barrage of Hezbollah rockets as they were intercepted over northern Israel today. Explosions can be heard as plumes of smoke trailed over buildings, air raid sirens ringing out. This is not unprecedented for Israel. Obviously, they have the missile defense system in place, taking care of most, if not all, of these missiles right now.
Some of the debris still lands somewhere.
Oh, sure.
While the missiles don't hit their mark, it's still dangerous in that this debris, like, it has to go somewhere. It's not all obliterated.
So that's taking place today. Meanwhile, there's an investigation now underway into the purported leak of what appears to be U.S. intelligence on possible Israeli plans of retaliation against Iran. ABC News trying to verify the authenticity of those documents.
The documents posted online appear to show classified U.S. intelligence gathering on Israel's preparations for a potential retaliatory strike against Iran, apparently detailing types and numbers of missiles that Israel may be readying.
Yeah, that was posted online. That's ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge there. So we'll find more information about that, I'm hoping, in the next couple of days to figure out what exactly happened there. Meanwhile, new concern in the other big war taking place in Ukraine. Here comes the North. North Koreans are showing up in Ukraine and in Russia.
South Korea's National Intelligence Service reported that in recent weeks, approximately 1,500 North Korean soldiers were transported to Russia, releasing satellite images they say show those North Korean troops at Russian military bases. And they're estimating in all up to 12,000 soldiers will be sent, though Russia denies this.
12,000 soldiers. You may recall, I mean, we've talked about it. The Russian president, President Putin, has met with the North Korean president multiple times. So obviously this, I don't think, is unexpected, but still obviously ratchets up what's happening over there.
Raises the specter of, are we in or close to a world war as more nations enter in one way or another that conflict, yes.
Yeah, the Kremlin not confirming anything yet. A little bit more from ABC's Inez de la Quintera.
President Zelensky warning of a new threat, saying Ukraine has clear evidence showing people are being supplied to Russia from North Korea, and that this means another country is joining the war.
6:44 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Is your shower or tub space looking like it could use an update? WTMJ and Sidex pairing together to give away a tub or shower conversion. Your chance to get a full makeover valued at up to $10,000. Here's what you do. Take a picture of your shower and tub space and then text creepy to the WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. Submit your picture and you could win a full conversion from our friends at Sidex. For contest rules, visit our website, WTMJ.com.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Got to talk to Tausch about this at 10 to 8 this morning. My Boldathon daily pick, if he were to do the Boldathon on a daily basis weekly basis, your player of the game for the Green Bay Packers, punter Daniel Whelan.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, sure is, Coach.
He's got this to win it. Low snap, the kick.
I thought you said the punter. That was the kicker, Brandon McManus, with the game-winning field goal. Packers beat the Texans at Lambeau Field 24-22 as time expires. You heard CBS Sports there. Jim Nance on the call. Low snap is what Nance said. The holder on the kicks is the aforementioned punter, Daniel Whelan. He got that bad snap in position for McManus to drill it.
Not only is he an outstanding punter, but he's a hell of a holder as well. And I can't say enough great things about him. He definitely had a huge impact in the game today.
Yeah, head coach Matt LaFleur, in addition to that game-winning hold, the punter averaged nearly 57 yards a punt, which is ridiculous. Five punts meant 284 yards of field position.
Well done.
For his part, coach would rather not be raving about his punter.
Do not want to have to use him that much. I tell him every week, I said, I hope we only use you as a holder, but today we needed him, and he certainly came through in a big way.
Now, Packers get the win, move to 5-2 on the season. Next up for Green Bay, the 2-5 Jaguars in Jacksonville.
An amazing game at the same time, Lions and Vikings. The Lions go on to win on a last-second field goal. So the Lions and Vikings both 5-1. The Packers 5-2. The Bears had a bye. They are 4-2. Sunday Night Football, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets get beat up by Russell Wilson and the Steelers, 37-15. Russell Wilson, how about this? Two touchdowns, 264 yards. He hasn't been playing. This is his first game back. They've had Justin Fields playing all the games. Mike Tomlin was asked, hey, was that a bold decision to bring in Wilson for this game?
That's why I'm well compensated.
That's why he's well compensated. All right. Meanwhile, in New York,
Carlton lobs it in, taken away by Thibodeau. Off to Stewart. 28 years in the making. The New York Liberty are WNBA champions.
Yes. 28 years in the making. Yes, the league's been around that long.
You asked me that this morning. How long has the WNBA been around? I said 10 years.
No, 28 years. The Liberty, one of the original teams there. That's the call on ESPN. They win in overtime in the decisive game 5, 67-62 over the Lynx. And the Brewers making history in Los Angeles on Sunday.
How so?
For the first time in Major League Baseball history, the team that beat the Brewers in the playoffs will not be going to the Fall Classic. The Mets lose to the Dodgers. Can you believe it?
I thought you were kidding.
No.
That's a real stat.
That's a real stat. Now, they haven't always, the team that has knocked out the Brewers hasn't always won the World Series, but they have made it to the Fall Classic, not this year. I'm just so happy, I have to admit, for those long-suffering Dodgers and Yankees fans. Those are the two teams now.
There you go.
And they start on Friday, Fall Classic.
6:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Coming up next, we've had some questions. Some folks have texted. Folks have talked to you. They've talked to me. They want us to get into the statewide question on the ballot, the referendum. What does it mean? How are the sides aligned? We'll get into that next as early voting is set to begin tomorrow. The November election begins in earnest tomorrow here in Wisconsin. Explain. I thought the election was November 5th. It is. Commonly referred to as early voting, it's actually technically in-person absentee balloting that can begin in Wisconsin starting tomorrow. If you absentee vote by mail, that has already been happening. In fact, Wisconsin, with about 250,000 or so absentee ballots already cast, mailed in or dropped off and collected from a drop box. But the kind where you show up, like at your clerk's office or another satellite location, and cast a ballot in person before Election Day. That's called in-person absentee voting, and it can begin in Wisconsin tomorrow. There are boutique rules, as we've discussed on the show, depending on how your local clerk's office does it. So you want to check with him or her for days and times if that's how you want to vote.
Jazz is hell.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so your ballot, no matter where you live in Wisconsin, will once again have a statewide referendum question on it. We have gotten some folks asking us to explain the question, what it's about. We'll do that here first. Why are we seeing this again? You know what an end around is in football, right?
Yeah. It's like kind of a misdirection play.
Yes, sort of. So you have, you know, an end or a wide out split out, and then that person sort of comes around to take a pitch or hand off from the quarterback. It's a bit of a misdirection. You get the defense going one way, the end comes the other way, and then you hope to make a big play out of it. That's what's happening in Wisconsin with these constitutional amendment questions. You have the Republican-controlled legislature. They're tired of sending bills to the Democratic governor and having Governor Tony Evers veto them. Whether you're for that or whether you're against, obviously, Republicans are frustrated by that. The governor views that as his defense against things he didn't want to see happen. Well, this is an end around that. To amend the state constitution, a change must pass with identical language in two consecutive terms of the legislature, and then it goes to the voters. Majority approval by voters in a referendum. The governor is then cut out of that process. So it's sort of a way to get things done without the governor. It's very hard.
Mm-hmm.
This tactic worked in the spring, with voters approving a referendum to an amendment to restrict how municipalities can get funding for election-related equipment and practices. The tactic failed most recently this fall, with voters rejecting that change that would have put the legislature and not the governor in charge of distributing federal money that flows to the state. All right, got it? That's the end around.
Okay.
That's what's happening here. What's on your ballot this time? Here is the language. Eligibility to vote shall Section 1 of the Article 3 of the Constitution, which deals with suffrage, be amended to provide that only a United States citizen age 18 or older who resides in an election district may vote in an election for national, state, or local office or at a statewide local referendum. What does it mean? Right now, that section of our state constitution reads, every United States citizen age 18 or older who is a resident of an election district in the state is a qualified elector of that district. The referendum, the question before you, seeks to change one word. The word every would instead read only. So instead of every U.S. citizen gets to vote, it's only U.S. citizens get to vote. You see the difference in the wording. In theory, nothing as it stands now would change. Wisconsin, as the Constitution states, does not allow non-citizens, even those who are here legally, to vote. I didn't say it prevents it from happening. I said it's illegal. There's a difference. People violate the law all the time. But from a legal standpoint, non-citizens are not allowed to vote in Wisconsin. Why is this there then? From an objective point of view, supporters of the change point out, as noted in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, some cities, they list Maryland, some cities in California, Washington, D.C., they do allow non-citizens to vote in local elections. They can't do it in federal elections. In San Francisco, parents and guardians who are not U.S. citizens can vote in school board elections, for example. So supporters of this constitutional change suggest this would clarify that. Municipalities in Wisconsin would not be allowed to do that. So how does it break down politically? Conservatives are all in on the yes vote. So if all you care about is the politics of this and you're a conservative or Republican, you're likely voting yes. Many suggest they're concerned about non-citizens voting, as I stated there. If you're a liberal or Democrat, and I don't want to say it's necessarily as cut and dried on the right as it is on the right, but some liberals are quietly opposed. Some don't want to say it out loud, but they don't want non-citizens to vote yet. They don't really know how to answer the question because they feel like they're being baited into this, that it's really just a divisive issue meant to drive turnout, meant to drive a wedge, and that's sort of their argument against. There are others, which we will get into just after 8 o'clock this morning, but that's basically how it breaks down. Again, a yes vote means that you change the Constitution to say only U.S. citizens can vote. A no vote means the Constitution stays the same, and it continues to read every U.S. citizen. And you will see that on every ballot here in Wisconsin this fall. 6:58, and we've got the top of the hour news just ahead.